USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There's not a lot of faith in an aging Joe Biden among independent voters.
In a recent Economist YouGov poll, nearly half of independent voters expressed the view that President Biden's health and age severely restrict his ability to serve as president. The poll revealed that 48% of independent voters share that opinion, while only 11% believe that Biden's age and health have no impact on his job performance. I'm John Schaefer.
The battle between the governors of California and Florida is ratcheting up now, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom threatening criminal prosecution against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Newsom claims DeSantis transported illegal immigrants to his state under false pretenses. During a trip to the U.S. southern border Wednesday, DeSantis said there's plenty of issues with illegal immigration.
In Florida, we have had people who've crossed the border commit crimes in our state.
DeSantis says Florida is not a sanctuary state. The White House is blaming poor climate for Canada's out-of-control wildfires that are also triggering air quality alerts from smoke spreading high in the sky across half of America. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said climate remains a priority for President Biden.
He made tackling climate change one of his top priorities and has done historic investments in doing just that.
She said the U.S. has dispatched firefighters and other resources to help Canada battle those fires. In Iowa on Wednesday, on his 64th birthday, former Republican Vice President Mike Pence announced his 2024 run for the White House.
This country has been so good to my family, and I've been honored to serve. We both have. And it'd be easy to stay on the sidelines. That's not how I was raised.
Fox News is claiming former host Tucker Carlson violated his contract with the network by launching his own Twitter show. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
House Republicans in the Conservative Freedom Caucus are now blocking several bills backed by Republican leadership for moving forward in protest of Speaker McCarthy's handling of the debt deal. Lisa Taylor has that.
The group, made up mostly of House Freedom Caucus members, took the rare step of teaming with Democrats Tuesday to vote no on a procedural rule vote for a series of bills. The rule failed on the House floor, marking the first time that's happened since 2002. On Wednesday, GOP leadership was scheduled for a vote on a rule to advance bills related to gas stoves and regulatory reform, but when the time rolled around, leadership was forced to recess as talks to break the impasse continued. Conservatives argue McCarthy's debt deal with President Biden did not cut enough spending. I'm Lisa Taylor.
High-profile lawyer Tony Busby will represent impeached Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in his Senate trial. The Houston-based attorney confirmed Tuesday he will lead Paxton's defense team against what he calls a fatally flawed impeachment. A new report in San Diego says the low water level in the Salton Sea may be helping delay a major earthquake on the San Andreas Fault.
We found that the stress induced by the weight of the lake and the diffusion of fluid down to seismogenic depth was sufficient enough to trigger past earthquakes.
However, lead author Riley Hill also says the delay may mean an even larger earthquake once the San Andreas does move. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.